With the foreign policy challenges facing the White House, one scholar argues the U.S. should take a Byzantine approach. Not Byzantine as in complex and disorganized, Byzantine as in the Byzantine Empire, a global force based out of Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, that reached its height of power in the 10th century. Edward Luttwak makes that case in his new book, The Grand Strategy of the Byzantine Empire.
The grand strategy throughout its history, it was 800 years of history, longer than any other state ever lasted, was priorities. That is, they were constantly in war, they had multiple frontiers, multiple enemies. First thing was always going back to priorities, not to expend scarce gold, the scarce troops, on minor threats and the places that could be just managed.
You mentioned the scarce resources. We often hear comparisons made between the Roman Empire and the so-called American Empire, both dominant powers, huge military capabilities. But by contrast, the Byzantine Empire was relatively poor, not nearly as influential. So how did its leaders manage to preserve some kind of stability?
First thing was that they minimized the exposure to main force combat. They did lots of intelligence, lots of monitoring, lots of surveillance, lots of raiding, lots of bribing, lots of diplomacy, lots of going in and, above all, finding two enemies to fight each other, three enemies to fight each other, and avoiding that main engagement of troops. They would not send large bodies of troops, let alone in remote places where nothing important really happens.
You wrote a short article for the latest edition of Foreign Policy magazine with seven strategic lessons we can learn from the Byzantine Empire. The first you write is avoid war by every possible means.
Yes, avoid war because you deal with threats by containing them, by managing them, by finding somebody else to fight. We have done that, of course, recently in Iraq. We found the Sunni tribes to attack al-Qaeda. We benefited from the fighting of the Shia against the Sunni, the hostility between the Kurds and the Arabs. We did some of that. First, we tried to do it, quote, the Roman way, and then that failed, and we started ourselves doing it the Byzantine way, but we have to do more of that.
By the Roman way, you mean...
The Roman way is to go in, you organize the territory, you set up provincia Iraqi, you start educating them, building roads, baths, cities, transforming them into Roman citizens.
You write that the Byzantines were very good at maintaining a balance of power by selectively using deception and subversion. Wouldn't doing that today by the United States government simply undermine our credibility, America's credibility abroad?
Well, listen. In the conquest of Afghanistan, a brilliant feat of arms back in 2002. Remember, we sent in a small number of special forces, some precision air power, which was important, but let's not exaggerate, and people with bags of money, and we bought out different tribal chiefs. It turns out, when you are in these environments, it's quite easy to buy people, much cheaper than to fight them. And the fact that they may be religious fanatics appears not to interfere with that. After all, they believe in inevitable victory of their religion, so why not take some of the money and cooperate in the meantime? We should focus on statecraft, on the places where there is production, creation, important places, Latin America, China, etc. And we should deal with these troublemakers by using police methods and subversion. But the idea of changing the entire environment, expending all those resources to transform an entire country, because somewhere in that country there might be a camp where 25 people are practicing terrorism, that is the sort of loss of perspective. If the Chinese focus on the world and we focus on Anbar province of Iraq or Paktia province, we're lost.
That's Edward Luttwak. He is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the author of the book, The Grand Strategy of the Byzantine Empire. Edward Luttwak, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.